Philadelphia is home to a lot of firsts, in case you didn't know. The first hospital, first zoo, first library, thanks to Ben Franklin, and the list goes on. And it includes the first centralized bank. It was built in 1797. It sits in Old City. It's been out of operation for decades, and now it's getting an exciting revamp. And here to tell us the story of the first bank and what's next is Peter Crimmins, arts and culture reporter for WHYY News. Hey, Peter, welcome
back. Hi there,
back.
Hi there. We're actually home to the second national bank as well. The first and we have the first and the second bank.
Ooh. Well,
today we're going to talk about the third.
You're not ready.
That's outside the city lines.
I'm Philly. So first things first, this bank was an attempt to establish how we set up our nation's economy. And there was some friction there. Can you tell us?
This is Alexander Hamilton's bank.
Yeah.
Famously of the musical.
Yes.
Tell
us the story.
Alexander Hamilton wanted to establish a central bank, mostly to get the country, help the country out of debt from the war, the Revolutionary War, right after we won the war. We went into a pretty significant financial crisis because didn't have the commerce and we didn't have any loans and we owed a tremendous amount of money to the French. So Alexander Hamilton wanted the government to establish a credit. He wanted a credit line from the government, and we needed a place to collect and reserve tax revenue, and wanted to loan money back to the government. And so he actually tried to do this earlier, creating the Bank of North America, mm-hmm. which was deemed unconstitutional. So then he gave it another shot with the first bank, what became the first bank of the United States. Pushback from Jefferson and Madison, Southern delegates, who did not like the idea of the federal government getting into the idea of loans and interest rates. They were very involved with an agrarian economy down in the South, and they were opposed to the North. I mean, Alexander Hamilton was from New York, who was a very industrial and a banking economy. And they were very concerned that the federal government would get involved in sort of profit-making and corruption and the things that banking...
So Hamilton wins in the short term, establishes the bank, doesn't last very long.
20
right?
years.
20 years.
He won a 20-year charter. George Washington, as president, signed a 20-year charter. And then after 20 years, they didn't renew it. So 1811, the bank was over.
But it's a fabulous building.
Yeah.
And the
building
still exists. So what happened to the building? And tell us a little bit about the architectural legacy of
the
building.
Well, the building is a classic Parthenon. It's called a Federalist style, which is derived heavily from Greek temples. And it really established banking architecture for the next 200 years. I mean, the classic bank, the columns, the triangular, you know, portico on
top. They got it from this bank.
This bank set the tone for what banks should be. And the facade is still, I mean, I talked to the architect who was involved in the renovations. The bank is, the building is solid. They have to, you know, put a new roof on, put new systems inside of it. But it's been standing for, you know, 225 or so years.
Yeah, and so we're going to get a new museum here thanks to some money. How much are we talking here, and what will this do to this building?
It's a museum of the American economy.
Yeah.
It's a building about a museum about the economy. And the lion's share comes from the federal government, the Great Outdoors Act,
yes.
2020 Great Outdoors Act. They're getting about $22 million just from that. They're getting a few more million from other federal streams. About $10 million from the state through grants, through redevelopment grants, and private donors. They're working on raising $10 million through private donors. So far, they've raised a little more than four. They got some left to do. So in the end, it'll cost about $50 million to renovate the building, establish, you know, a museum, exhibitions, and create a very small endowment.
And they're thinking, what, 2026?
They want to get ready for the 2026, the
250th.
The
semi-quincentennial.
Semi-quincentennial. Yeah. I didn't know what the term was. Thank you. I just learned something.
And can we see these designs somewhere?
The designs for the...
Museum.
No. The designs don't exist yet. We have an idea of what's going to be in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one has been inside this building. The public has not been inside this building for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
It has not been accessible. It's been used as sort of back-end operations by the National Park Service. This is all a National Park Service project, by the way. They've owned the building since the 50s.
Wow.
And so I got to have a sneak peek and get in there and look at it. It's a gorgeous interior, big glass-domed rotunda. It's going to be a really fabulous little museum.
Fantastic. I'll be first in line, 2026. Peter Crimmins.
Looking forward to it.
WHYY's arts and culture reporter. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
My pleasure.